This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome to Golf Talk Canada, coast to coast, TSN Radio Network. We've got a great show. First of all, lots to talk about today. FedEx Cup, Canadian Women's Open. We've got special in-studio guest, Mr. TJ Rule, with me today. Good morning, Tej. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm great. You?
Yeah, good. And we're going to talk some travel, which I love, because if you are anywhere in southern Ontario this morning, you woke up and went, oh my, the golf season might be coming to an end. It's cold. We have other guests in studio today. We have live studio audience. Say, Bill, if you're listening, my buddy Bill's out in West there. He might be listening on 1410 and 1440 in Vancouver, Victoria, if he's listening. I have your family with me in studio, and they're in. And great, we did a tour of the building this morning. So, and of course, on the ground at the Ottawa Hunt Club for the Women's CP Canadian Women's Open, Mr. Bob Weeks. Bob, is it as cold in the nation's capital as it is in the T-Dot this morning?
It sure feels like fall here this morning. It's about, I'm not sure if it got to 10 degrees yet or not. It was single digits when I left the hotel. But it's pretty cool here. But expect it to be a nice day by the time most of the action gets going here.
Yeah, so for the Chasers, I guess for the Brooks of the world, it's going to be a bit cool on that front nine this morning. That might be something they have to deal with.
It certainly will. It'll be sweater weather, maybe even another layer out there. But yeah, for sure, it's going to be cool. We'll see how that affects the players. But I think expected to get up into the 20s by the time the leaders tee off.
All right, before we jump into today's show, we got lots to get to. Tomo Bystedt, the man behind the iron engineering of the irons at TaylorMade. I spoke to him earlier this week. You missed a great product launch, Bob. I know you're obviously there to track our National Women's Open, but great new product coming from TaylorMade. I think you're going to like it. I got a chance to hit and talk to Tomo. We'll run that later in the show. TJ and I are going to talk a lot of travel today. Later on in the second half, we'll cover CP Women's Open. We'll cover Northern Trust. Take a look at the FedEx Cup pitcher as well. Before we get to news and headlines, just some general thoughts so far on what you've seen in Ottawa, Bob. First of all, I guess, where are all the Canadian flags is my first question.
Yeah, 14 of them started. There's only two left. And really, there's almost two tournaments going on here right now. You've got the Brook tournament, the Brookapalooza, they called it.
Brookapalooza.
and then there's the one that everyone else is playing for the trophy, it seems like. I mean, Brooke admitted yesterday she's too far back to really win this thing, but she had, like, you cannot believe the crowds here. They were absolutely massive. But I bet after, she made a nice birdie on the the final hole to make the cut, but I bet if you asked most of the people who were in that crowd who was leading the tournament, they probably couldn't have told you. It was really solely focused on Brooke. Even though Inji Chun is the leader at 800 par.
Well, we're always looking for people to move the needle. There's one in this country, Brooke Henderson, like you said, crowds. I'm going to be curious to see the financials on this one, Bob, and what kind of records might have been maybe broken because of Brooke playing a home game. But we can get into that when they wrap up that championship. Let's get to some news and headlines.
News and Headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
Well, let's kick this off with Billy Payne, chairman of Augusta National, stepping down, deciding to retire. Fred Ridley moving in. Boy, the changes over the tenure of Bill Payne is I guess they're really astonishing when you think about it. The first female members at Augusta, the drive, chip, and putt, involvement with the Golf Channel, and I guess the USGA as well, and the new media center, the underground road system, for lack of a better term, the new driving ranges. We can go on and on. Out of his accomplishments, Bob, what stands out to you? What will you remember Billy Payne's tenure for at Augusta?
I mean, it's hard to pick one because he did so many, but I think if I was to pick one, I would think it might be the admission of women members. He was under him, of course, before him, I should say, with Hootie Johnson. That was such a spiked issue that caught so much attention, and he calmly kind of guided it through to allow women members in there. But, there's been changes to the golf course. There's been changes to the, as we said, to the clubhouse. There's been changes to the practice range. And I think you also have to give him credit for growing the game internationally. I mean, they started the Latin amateur, they started the Asian amateur. So they've really sort of expanded and modernized, I think, what was perhaps a pretty tightly closed and pretty inclusive kind of membership over there. And it's pretty interesting to see how it's changed in just that 10 or 12 years that he was chairman.
Yeah, TJ, what, you know, same question to you, because I agree with Bob. I think at the end of the day, when history looks back at Bill Payne, he'll be the guy that kind of ushered and supported in the female membership at Augusta National. But again, there is a long list, so maybe something else comes to the top of your head.
Well, that is the first thing that comes to mind, and it will be the thing he's remembered for the most. I think it was such a big story, and, you know, he really championed it. And other than that, I mean, the drive, chip, and putt is a new thing that's come in, and yep. Bob mentioned that, you know, growing the game. I think that's a huge thing that he was a part of, and you know, obviously he did a lot to grow the game. He did a lot to change the golf course as well to Tiger proof it.
Yeah, quote unquote, the continuation of Tiger proof.
That's right.
I think Tiger proofed himself.
He
actually,
did.
Is
he
what
did.
Happened.
Eventually, he did. I agree with Bob. I think it'll be the admission of women members that he'll be remembered for, and when we think of it years down the road.
You know, it's interesting, guys, from this seat. And Bob, you'll appreciate this as well. The one thing I'll also remember Bill Payne's tenure for is the expansion of coverage at Augusta. Being able to see more golf every year on different platforms and content. And we go back to early Hootie years. You know, early Hootie years, we were still seeing we didn't see the front nine of the golf course till we got to Sunday at some point. And, you know,
they only have 3 hours of coverage.
It was crazy, yeah. But, you know, a lot of that changed under Bill Payne. Now, speaking of Tiger, guys, Tiger excited to be an assistant's captain at the President's Cup. And, of course, Bob and I will both be at the President's Cup. We'll do a Golf Talk Canada TV and radio from the bottom of the Statue of Liberty there at Liberty National. I love that setting, especially for an international event like this. I think it's going to be fantastic. But my question to both of you, Bob, we'll start with you. Is Tiger a distraction this time around? I know the players still respect them. You know, Justin Thomas with some great words about Tiger after winning the PGA Championship and being able to have dinner with Tiger and whatnot. But, you know, with all the recent stuff that's happened with the legal issues with the DUI and now the more recent Lindsey Vonn getting hacked her photos, is Tiger just too much of a circus at the moment, and is he going to take away from the team dressing room?
You know, I'm not sure. It'll all depend a little bit on Tiger. I was sort of surprised at the Ryder Cup where he was there. Now, he didn't have quite as much baggage bringing with him that he does this time. He was pretty low-key in terms of being out there with the media, with the fans and stuff. He really just kind of let the players play, and whatever he did it in the team room. So if he takes that approach, I think it can work. If he doesn't talk to the media, if he's just a guy in there, because that's really the players still idolize this guy and still respect him. So he may have it that, but it's a little bit different this time, to be sure.
That's a good angle on that, though. It's kind of up to Tiger. Like, would you agree with that, TJ? If he takes a lower profile and just sticks to the dressing room and sticks to the team unit and avoids the cameras and the microphones as much as possible, do you think that's how he ends up being an asset versus a distraction? Or in your mind, is this the whole distraction thing a made-up thing from the media and that's just all garbage to begin with?
Well, it's not made up. It's definitely there is an opportunity it could be a distraction. I think it is up to Tiger, and I think that he I don't think he's going to go in there wanting the attention. I don't think he's going to go in there trying to distract everybody. I think he prides himself on being a role model nowadays, and it seems like a lot of the young players really do look up to him, and I think that's a role that he's taking on down the road. He's going to be a captain of a Ryder Cup or President's Cup or both down the road, and I think he really prides himself on that, and I think he's going to be good for the team and not as much of a distraction as people might think.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because I never saw Tiger in that role. When Tiger was at his prime and intimidating and you know, just the guy in red on Sunday, I never saw him being a dressing room guy down the road, this or that. So, but now recently, like Bob said, you know, being at the Ryder Cup and now show, like, I can see that changing. I thought he was a guy that once he was done, he would disappear into that night and not take that role. I thought Mickelson would be that guy. And I still think Phil will do that before Tiger because of age. But Tiger, you know, kind of changing a little as he gets older. Okay, guys, on the other side, we're going to take a break, but on the other side, we're going to jump more into the Canadian Women's Open. We're also going to talk some FedEx Cup. But before we go to break, I got to pose a question to you, Bob, because I want to get your answer on this before we let you go today. TJ and I, we're going to talk about this later on in the show, and I'm going to get your feeling on this. You sparked a thought in my brain here, Bob, on TV this week when you brought up Hideki Matsuyama's name of what if Hideki wins in the FedEx Cup playoffs. is he the player of the year? And right now, obviously, leaderboard looks pretty good. We got Dustin Johnson with a chance to win, Jordan Spieth with a chance to win. And I think in most people's mind right now, Justin Thomas, four wins in a major, is player of the year. Jordan Spieth wins another one. That's four wins in a major. And I think Spieth's wins are maybe a little stronger. So maybe Spieth's player of the year. But my question then came to myself, what if Dustin Johnson wins two more times, or Hideki wins two more times, or, you know, what win total do you have to get to in your mind to negate the one major? So I guess the question is to Bob Weeks and to TJ Rule, how many regular wins is a major worth? So I want you to think about that, Bob, because I cannot come up with an answer on this one. The closest I can get to in my mind is if somebody like Dustin or Hideki got to six wins, and Jordan and JT held at four with one major, the six would trump. But five in my mind won't. That's kind of just where I am right now. But I'm curious to get that from both of you. So we're going to talk FedEx Cup, Women's Open, coming up this GTC.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino in studio with special guest TJ Rule as well from GolfwayTours.com in case you're tuning in for the first time. If not, you are a regular listener, then you know exactly TJ Rule from Golfway Tours. We will talk some travel coming up in the show. Mr. Bob Weeks at the Ottawa Hunt. Bob, let's start here with this Canadian Women's Open. I want to start in, you know, obviously, a Canadian story, like we talked about off the top. Brittany Marchand is the low Canadian in the field at the moment at 2 under par. But Lydia Ko and Arya Jatanagarn miss the cut and miss it bad. This season of these two players, considering what we saw in 2016, I don't even know. I can't even articulate that. Like, you can see a slump. You can see things going poorly. Lydia's made some changes. You and I have talked about that. But to this degree, for both of these players, it's just mind-boggling. I can't make sense of it.
Yeah, Arya Jatanagarn has got a little bit of a shoulder injury, so we'll give her a bit of a pass. But it hasn't been the greatest year for her. But certainly Lydia Ko is quite stunning to see what she's done, and how she's kind of fallen from the top of the ranks and looked to be so bulletproof for so many years. And even when she was having bad tournaments, they were still pretty good by most other people's standards. But she has made a lot of changes this year. She's got a new coach. She's got new clubs. She's got a new caddy. And you kind of almost get the sense that, you know, she's been at this pretty much full time since she's been about 15 years old. You kind of get the sense that maybe she's just a little bit worn out and needs a little break and needs to get away from it all. And maybe this is kind of her just searching for something other than what she's been going through for the last 5 or 6 years of her life.
Now, Brittany Marchand is 2 under par. That is 6 off the pace of In-Gee Chun, and then there's a host of players at 6 and 5. What's this golf course going to look like or play like today? Can Brittany get back into this? Like, does 67, 66 fire her back into this, or are these leaders going to keep moving forward? Are we going to see the lead at, you know, 12 or 13 today?
Well, they came in late last night and cut the rough down around the greens because it has been pretty nasty. That's been one of the biggest issues with the field here, is that the scoring has been hampered. If you miss a green here, it's almost like the PGA Championship. It's been pretty gnarly around the greens. So they've trimmed it down a little bit. So I think there might be some better scores out there. Now, Brittany is, you know, she's basically a Symetra Tour player, but she played very, very well at the Manulife and went into the last round within, you know, the top 10 on the leaderboard. She unfortunately didn't have a great last round. But as she said, she's got nothing really to kind of worry about. She can't help herself get her tour card here for next year with anything. So the approach she took on Friday was just to go out and pretend she was playing in her club championship up in Orangeville. So she's got the right attitude, I think. And if she can play relaxed, she said she loves to play in front of the home crowd fans, which is always something that's a lot of Canadian players have a difficulty with. So she can move up, but I don't, you know, I don't expect to see her challenge for the tournament. It would be great to see if she did, but she's in pretty heady company where she is right now.
Well, 36 to go. Going to be interesting to see. It would be nice to at least get a Canadian flag moving in the right direction. Of course, she won a few weeks back at TJ's home club here at in Toronto at Scarborough Golf Club as well. She was found the winner's circle there. Did she not?
Yeah, the PGA Canadian Women's PGA Championship
right.
And at Scarborough, and she won in a playoff over her good friend Augusta James. So
and Lori Kane was just saying to us it was the best putting surfaces she's seen in about a year anywhere. Lori,
that's
told
great
us.
To hear. I'm biased, but I believe her.
I hear you. I play enough there to buy into. That. All right, Bob, I don't know how much of the Northern Trust Open or FedEx Cup you've been able to watch, but the one thing I will say is this. Vegas, Johnson, Fowler, and Spieth at 6-under, Kuchar, Watson at 5, John Rahm with Justin Rose at 4. This leaderboard looks like a major. When you get these names and you get this kind of play through 36 holes, this is what I'm talking about. This is what the FedEx Cup should be, and this should be the type of tournament that elevates it, and people should be watching this. They should be excited about this.
I think it's great, and to see, you know, so many good stories, to see that run that Jordan Spieth went on, to see Dustin Johnson finally putting some good numbers on the board after the injury, and some consistency. Johnny Vegas, I don't know how Johnny Vegas is concentrating on golf. This poor guy, you know, all that's going on in Venezuela with the insurrection and all the difficult problems that are going on there, and now, to boot, you know, his home is in Houston, so it's just getting rocked by the hurricane. So this guy's got a lot of stuff to worry about off the golf course, and he's playing pretty well, though.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because I was thinking about that yesterday when, you know, he was vaulting up this leaderboard with that 65, and I was thinking to myself, some guys get distracted by life, and they can't perform inside the ropes. We've seen that with Rory at times. But some guys take it as their sanctuary. It's the only place they can get away from things in their life that aren't working, and they get inside those ropes, and they get a moment of calmness almost, and maybe that's what we're seeing with Jonathan Vegas. He is such a good guy, such a great champion for our Canadian Open. I love to see him do well outside of the RBC Canadian Open. This would be a popular win, but this leaderboard stack, there are a ton of stories here. DJ, Fowler, of course, Spieth again. TJ, when you see a leaderboard like this in the FedEx Cup playoffs, does it elevate the whole playoff concept in your mind? And the reason I ask you part of that is I know you're a math guy, and I know when we talked off the air about what's a major worth, you started putting points on things. So is a FedEx Cup win already in your mind more important than a regular season win, say, outside of a major or a World Golf Championship event? Or is a playoff win now at the same level as a WGC in your mind?
I don't know if it's the same level as a WGC, but it's got to be up there. I mean, you're talking about the guys who have performed the best over the year, so really it's the best field in that sense. So it should be worth more than a regular tour event. Maybe not as much as a WGC where you have the top 70 in the world.
Right.
But yeah, you know what? This is interesting. I've never been a huge fan of the playoffs. I get the concept. I've never watched much of it, but when you see a leaderboard like this and the guys who are at the top of the FedEx Cup standings battling it out, you know, I'm going to watch a bit this weekend because it's interesting.
Now all of a sudden you're interested,
now
right?
Now I'm interested, yeah, because of the names.
It goes back to what I've always said. Stars drive sports in all sports. Golf's the same way. When you get the stars to the cream of the crop come to the top, people start, it doesn't matter what the name is on the tournament.
Absolutely.
People want to watch the stars. Bob, two things, because I know we're going to let you go, and you've got a busy day for TSN at the Women's Open. Just curious, in your mind, A, where's the FedEx Cup win go now? If you and I are like, you know, talking, these are the A events, these are the B events, has the FedEx Cup playoff events reached the WGC level yet in your mind? Has it surpassed it? And then part two is, I want to go back to what we talked about in the previous segment, in terms of player of the year. How many wins does a guy like Dustin Johnson or Hideki or somebody like that need to steal player of the year without having that major?
To answer the first question, I think these are now getting on to the point where they're rivaling WGCs, although, you know, the field for the first couple are certainly bigger than you'd get at a WGC. So I think as they get on and they get closer, certainly if you win the Tour Championship, I think that has as much moxie as a World Golf Championship event. So, you know, maybe this week it doesn't, but it might in 3 weeks.
Right.
And to answer your second question, you know, it's so hard to figure out. You go back and you think, I was trying to think of a player who's won the Player of the Year honors without winning a major, and I can think of Luke Donald, I think in about 2011. But I think that year he had like 15 top 10 finishes, and he became world number one, so there was a pretty good record there.
Tiger in 13, 5 wins, no major. Right?
Yeah.
Player of the Year. But and I told this to TJ off the air, but one of those, Players' Championship.
Right, right. So you win big events. You win events where you're taking on the best in the field. then I think it might have some weight. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Hideki missed the cut this week, so it's a little bit moot.
Yeah, good point.
But we'll see what he does in the next three.
Well, Brandon Grace is the new bubble boy. Our Canadians are not headed in the right direction right now in terms of projected standings, with the exception of Mackenzie Hughes looking to make some ground. But it looks like they're all safe for sure to make it next week to the Dell. So that's good news. Bob, I will see you, sir, Tuesday in studio for Golf Talk Canada Television, and I will tell you all about the great new equipment from TaylorMade 101. You'll see, you know I'm a junkie, so I'll get you excited about the new stuff. So have a safe weekend, a fun weekend, and hopefully we get a great finish to our Women's Open.
Okay, stay warm there, everybody.
All right, Bob, thank you. Mr. Bob Weeks back to his efforting at the Canadian Women's Open for TSN. Of course, Bob will be back with me for TSN Television this week. On the other side, we're going to switch gears, talk a little travel. TJ just got back from the East Coast of Canada, which is really the new hotspot right now up the Eastern Seaboard, really. I travel a lot in the U.S. I work for the PGA Tour radio team, as you know. All my friends on PGA Tour radio, Dennis Paulson, Fred Albers, Bill, they all ask me the same thing. Have you been to Cabot? Have you been to Cabot? So we'll have the Cabot conversation, but there's more to the East Coast. There's PEI, which, you know, we're huge friends of here, and there's other great places that you just got back to.
Absolutely.
So we'll talk about that next, about some other travel as well, because if you're thinking St. Andrews, you better start thinking quickly, right? That's the hardest ticket. Hardest ticket in all of golf. The old course, St. Andrews. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC presented by Acura was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Good morning, coast to coast. Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio program on the TSN Radio Network and the iHeartRadio app. Mark Zucchino in studio. Mr. Bob Weeks has just left us. He is on the ground efforting for TSN at the CP Canadian Women's Open. So Bob will be on that, all over that story. So watch for him on Twitter and .ca and SportsCenter hits, as well as just some wrap-up coverage as always. I'm in studio with Mr. TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours, our travel specialist here on Golf Talk Canada, and a man who has helped me get to some amazing places with some great groups. I can't wait for our one next year that, you know, we won't talk about now yet, but that's going to be epic, as finally seeing Northern Scotland, which I've never done.
Thought you weren't going to talk about it.
No, we're not going to get into it. That's just the teaser. So
down the road.
But you just got back from East Coast Canada. Mm-hmm. Now, I will let you know my experience with the East Coast. Obviously a big fan of Prince Edward Island, been a sponsor of this show for a long time, and I just love the vibe. In PEI, you know, in Charlottetown, you walk to restaurants, you walk to bars, Cow's Ice Cream, the people are amazing. We usually stay at the Holman Grand Hotel, and then every day we bus it out to the great golf courses and come back. So I've done that trip a couple times. I also, it was the year before, when the Cliffs course first opened at Cabot. We were like one of the first groups on the Cliffs course. So we went and played Lynx, went and played Cliffs, and I went, wow, this might be the number one and two golf course in Canada. I was that blown away. And I find it hard ranking it like that, because I think you get to a level, and I say this all the time when I go up to Muskoka Bay or I play the National, and I go, okay, there's a certain level where I go, okay, well, they're just the best. You know what? You have favorites. Maybe you like one better than another, but I go, okay, there's nothing better than this. So let's just group them as the best. Very hard to put one, two, three, you know. But there's more to the East Coast that I have not experienced, other than the city of Halifax, which you know I love.
Yeah.
So where did you go, and what was your itinerary, and how did you get around?
Well, start off, I mean, obviously the draw out there is Cabot, and that's what's brought everybody out there. And we were talking before how a lot of the resorts originally were thinking, oh, geez, more competition out here for us and so on. You know what? It's been great for them because it's brought people out there, and these other resorts are really getting the residual play because of it. And they deserve it because there are such great places.
Right.
I mentioned PEI. Obviously, some great courses there with Crowbush and Brudenell and Dunderave. And you can go to PEI, have some lobster, hang out with the folks. It's just great people, and it's awesome. But in Nova Scotia, there are a number of places to go. So I've got you know, the majority of my business is Ireland and Scotland, always has been, but right. the East Coast has become sort of number three.
Right. Really?
Yeah, with a lot of groups going out in the next month. Got a couple groups out there right now. Enjoying, you know, Cabot and some of the other spots. So I went out a couple weeks ago and spent a few days and went to see a few different places. And we started in Halifax. I'd never been to Halifax.
I love
this. Talking about.
I absolutely love it.
It is a great.
A friend of mine, Hugh Brown, who's a member at Toronto Hunt as well as Beacon Hall. On the way home from Cabot, we were flying out of Halifax and we spent some time there. I mean, what a blast. What a great town. We laughed the whole time we were there.
You can't not have
the waterfront's amazing.
It's we were there actually on Monday night of the long weekend in August. And so I thought, oh, geez, end of the weekend. Nothing's going to be going on. Well, I was wrong. Yeah. I mean, there's always something going on. And we did a little pub hopping and really enjoyed that. We played a new course there called Links at Brunello. Atomic Broom Course. It's similar to for the people in around the Toronto area, similar to a Muskoka golf course.
Right.
Beautiful. Great condition, a lot of fun to play. And then we went up to Fox Harbor, another spot that people you know, tend to include on their itinerary when they go out there. If they're going to Cabot, you've got a number of places you can go to. But Fox Harbor, you know, owned by Ron Joyce. Who?
What we do is we went into Moncton and then went to Fox Harbor, then made our way to Cabot, and then came out of Halifax.
Right.
So there's many different ways to skin a cat, right?
So Fox Harbor is a great resort, a good Graham Cook golf course there, and they're talking about building more holes there, which is good. And then we went up to Celtic Lodge, which
I've never done and I want to do.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, and it's a special place. You know, the old Highlands Links, Stanley Thompson designed one of his last ones. And
I did not know that. It was one of his last designs.
Yeah, it was a late design for him. It was late 30s. And, you know, it's been ranked number one in Canada before. It's been ranked top 100 in the world. It's fallen down a little bit because of the conditioning. It's owned by Parks Canada. They don't have the money to put into it, but recently it's been taken over by Golf North and Jim Balsillie, and they've been putting money into it. But right now they're focusing on the resort and putting money into that. And the resort, if you're talking about location, it's stunning, stunning. Wow. So you go there, you hang out at the resort, which has views to die for, and then the golf course is so fun to play, and then drive around the Cabot Trail. So
Trail, just that drive is incredible.
Yeah, we drove around, and we had one of those Jeeps with a hard top. We popped the top, drove around. It was a little cool in the morning, but had a beautiful vistas around the Cabot Trail. It's about a 2.5 hour drive around to Cabot.
It reminded me of being in Ireland.
It's
really did.
Beautiful. The views are incredible. And, I mean, Cape Breton is just a special place to visit. So if people are going out to Cabot, and you got to go to Cabot, it's a special spot.
Yeah,
and we talked about the golf courses.
Well,
I like Links.
I'm
going to
ask you that
more.
Next.
Oh, okay.
And just quickly about, you know, it driving some new traffic to the region. You got to remember, like, it's great for us because we can work in Canadian dollars. And that's great because, you know, right now Canadian dollars not doing so bad. But, you know, there are times where that can mean a lot, and that helps. And the Americans love it because usually they're, you know, that Eastern Seaboard is all flying up. You know, the guys I work with, they're all visiting, they're all doing trips. But Mark McLean told me, like, now last year, I don't know what's going on this year because the year's not over yet, so we don't have numbers and whatnot. But last year they had a record year in Prince Edward Island.
Mm-hmm.
Record year. And part of that is, he said, people are extending. They're coming here, then they're going to Cabot. Or they're going to Cabot, then they're coming here. The same thing you were saying about moving your way around. Now, I like heli golf. My favorite golf course in Ireland is Old Head. Your favorite golf course in Ireland is Royal County Down. Okay? So although I love them both, we tend to go different directions when we talk about which one we love
we
the best.
Views,
right. You like the game on the ground? I like the game in the air.
Reflects our golf games, doesn't it?
It does. You hit it low, I make it rain. You're a fan of the Lynx course at Cabot. You would put that ahead of the Cliffs, and I'm Cliffs all the way. Not to say I don't like the Lynx, because, they're both in my top five, top three, top ten, whatever in the country. Love them both, but I would play the Cliffs. You're a Lynx guy, aren't you?
Well, you know what? They're both great. I'm not going to say I don't enjoy the Cliffs. It's awesome, and it's ranked, 19th in the world last year by Golf Digest?
Whereas
the Lynx is down around 80 or so.
Yeah.
You know, so it has the eye candy.
And now, I am a Golf Digest ranker, so
That
could have been my skew right there.
But I'll tell you, I I've just learned over the years that I'm not as big a fan of a big golf course, you know, really expansive golf course.
You like the intimacy.
I like the intimacy of a golf course, the connectedness of the
holes. You know what's interesting,
so
too, when you say that, too, because Royal County Down, which I know is your favorite, might be the most intimate layout I've ever played.
It's very intimate. All the holes are side by side, and you can see holes from other holes, whereas, of course, like the Cliffs, it expands out and has fingers, and you kind of get away from a lot of the other holes, and it's big, and it's obviously up high, and has the dramatic holes, 16 16 and 17 that that are just that blow you away.
Well, 16th hole is more than likely the most photographed hole in the world as we speak.
Probably is. Yeah.
At this moment in time.
Yeah.
Right?
And rightfully so. It's a stunning location. Totally. But I mean, and there's some great holes there. But if I were to play golf every day over there, I'd rather play the links. And when I've asked people when I've come back, it seems that people are pretty split on it. It surprised me. I thought people would be more on the cliff side.
But
like
they are divided.
But they're pretty divided.
That's
everybody's
cool.
kind of like,
that's
it's
good,
1A,
though.
1B,
that shows strength in both courses and diversity in the layout. And that's what you want on a trip. Well, you want to go play the same course all the time?
They complement each other very well.
That's great. We got tons of. I want to talk to you about Pinehurst. I want to talk to you about St. Kitts. We're going to have to do that on the other side. We need to take a break. Before we do, though, this is a quick transition because I said to you, being out in Cabot makes me feel like I'm in Ireland or out that way. Scotland and Ireland is your number one business. If people are thinking of the old course at any time soon, they need to contact you now, correct? Because the ballots are opening. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. So the application process for 2018 tee times has opened. It opened this past Wednesday. It's a 3-week window. It's not first come, first serve. So sign up within those 3 weeks, and they do a draw, a lottery, basically. You find out in October if you win. So you can apply for a tee time in certain periods next year,
right,
up to groups of eight. So that's the best way to get a tee time in the old course. So go apply online. If you go to our website, golfawaytours.com, there's a link right there on the homepage to get to the application. Very simple process. Get the application in. You do need all the names. But the other way to get on, we do have access to some tee times as well ourselves.
Through hotel partners, right?
Through hotel partners. So if you have a foursome that wants to go over next year, we've got tee times from April all the way through to July. And hopefully we can help people out.
If you've never done it, you need to do it. If you love the game of golf, there's two things you need to do. You need to find a way to get inside the grounds of Augusta, whether it's a practice round, whatever it is, you must do Augusta National, and you must take the pilgrimage to the old course of St. Andrews. So
it's
go to golf.
Special place.
Yeah, special. Go to golf. It's a religious experience for a golfer. Go to golfwaytours.com. Find TJ there. You can go through the ballot system. You can book it through hotels. There's multiple ways of doing it, but it takes an expert to fulfill the whole package. So talk to TJ and check it out. If you're thinking about it at all, just get moving because it's tough to get those times. On the other side, we're going to talk Pinehurst and a little bit of St. Kitts as well, because the Admiral's Cup is also coming up. That's around, not too far away.
Not too far away with these cool temperatures. People are getting
cold. I'm already started thinking about how do I get out of here and play golf? Because I've barely played golf this year. So how do I get out of here and play golf in warm weather? So more travel talk with TJ Rule from Golfway Tours. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back, GTC. As Zucchino in studio, Bob is on site at the Ottawa Hunt for the ladies CP Canadian Women's Open. TJ Rule with me in studio here. We're talking some travel this morning. I know you're probably looking up and going 11, 12 degrees this morning if you're listening in Ontario. And if you're west, it's probably colder because it's a lot earlier, assuming you're listening to us live. If you're listening on us on delay, it might be a nice sunny afternoon and it's 25 Celsius. Hopefully it is, and you're playing golf. Now, we talked a little East Coast Canada. We talked a little St. Andrews. But we have a trip going to Pinehurst, a Golfway Tours trip with the GTA Amp Tour, and that's in November. And we had a great time there last year. And if you've never played number two, first of all, it's a bucket list. You got to do it. Hardest greens I've ever played in my life. They're so difficult. It's such a great golf course. It is. It's funny that we were talking about St. Andrews in the previous segment, because if you're looking for an American kind of version of the birth of American golf, you know, Pinehurst is kind of near or at the top of that conversation, and it certainly has that vibe.
It does. And you mentioned number two. I mean, yes, the greens are really difficult, and it's hard to play, which makes it challenging for a great player like you, but also the course is very playable. You can hit the ball anywhere there. You're not going to lose your golf. So it's fun for everybody.
Yeah, tee to green, you can find, even though it looks great, it looks intimidating, it's actually very playable.
It's very playable.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
You know, anybody from a scratch like you up to, you know, a 30 handicap can play that golf course, get around it, and enjoy it. And yes, people will struggle around the greens, but it's still a very enjoyable golf course. And it's one of many in the Pinehurst area.
Well, what's the tournament? What's the rota for our tournament there in November, our GTA?
Well, we're playing, so they're actually going through renovation right now on their number four course, which I
love, by the way.
It is a great golf course, and Gil Hance is going in there and doing a full redo of it, and they're trying to make it into really their second golf course.
Are they going to rip out the rough and do a rough restoration like they did with number two? Where
similar.
It's, okay.
Yeah, they're doing a similar.
It's better for water. It's better for the environment. It looks great. I like it.
It's
looks
so
better.
Natural,
yeah.
Right?
And, I don't need a bunch of grass everywhere.
Number four has a lot more elevation than number two, so it has the opportunity to really become a great golf course on the resort. It's already a good one. It's going to be a great one.
I agree.
So it's under construction right now,
okay.
So we're not going to play it, unfortunately. But that's okay. Lots of great golf courses there, so we're going to play number eight.
That's Tom Fazio golf
course.
Which I love.
And a lot of people have that as their number one at the resort because it's off property a bit.
I've never understood that. I love the golf course, but so many people, like, say, to me, it was an amazing golf course, but it was my third. I love number two, then four, then eight. But I'm the minority. Most people love eight.
Most people have eight at least as second. If not first. Yeah, might have number one. So
I know.
It's a great property and a beautiful golf course. We're definitely playing that one. We're playing number seven.
Yeah, I've never played seven.
Which is great golf course. I mean, they're all great.
Yeah, they are.
Can't go wrong.
I know, we're like splitting hairs here.
Know,
when we're talking. You're
and
going to like one of the top golf resorts in the world. Try to, you know.
And then number six. And then, you know what, there are other ones there, and there would be time for people to throw in an extra round as well. And
if anybody's coming on this trip or thinking of coming on this trip and they have, like, time to play something else, I'd get in the car and I'd go 20 minutes to go play Tobacco Road.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
What a golf course around the corner.
Dormy Club is one of Coor Crenshaw's first golf
courses.
Right there. Great golf course.
Talking 20 minutes from these things. Oh, I mean, I love those two golf courses. Dr. J. Petros.
Pinehurst area is, like, you know, they call it the home of American golf, right?
My personal physician, Dr. Petrov, Mid Pines. That's his favorite.
Loves
Mid Pines.
It's an awesome spot. So, yeah, if people are interested in the trip, information's, again, on our website. We have an events page there. Go check it out. We're going to have a great time there. We're partnering with the GTAM Tour and Mark Young.
I'll be there.
Who's coming down? Well, is that a sales?
I don't know if I'm saying it. I'll be there talking. It's just like a constant episode of Golf Talk Canada that you just want to end because I just won't stop talking.
If you can't get enough of this show, you'll want
to
come on this trip.
If you're the kind of person who needs to listen to the show 3-4 times a day, you might want to come on this trip. So
yeah, and we're going to have, like I said, Mark Young and the GTAM Tour guys are coming down.
Which have great sponsors and great support, so it should be a fun day for everybody.
It's a
fun event.
Group of guys there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're gonna have a private chef come in and do some meals. It's just going to be a great event. So hopefully people can come along.
Only a couple of minutes. We got to say goodbye to our national audience and come back for 30 more bonus minutes of Golf Talk Canada. And of course, if you're listening online coast to coast, you get the extra 30 as well. We're going to talk some TaylorMade. We're going to talk some President's Cup. We're going to have some Scully time. He's going to come in with us, Adam Scully, our producer here. I want his opinion. Actually, maybe Scully can come in for the full 30 minutes because he was with me at TaylorMade. And I want to get his thoughts on equipment and whatnot as well. And you're not a junkie like I am on equipment. But
not as much, no.
Quickly here, a couple of minutes left. I can't believe we did 30 minutes on travel and it was like that.
Yeah.
Admirals Cup's in February. I was there last year. St. Kitts, great time. But is there early registration available if people want to get involved with that?
There is, and you got to sign up by basically mid-September for it to get the early bird rates. But it's a pro-am, you know. So one pro, three amateurs. Go down to and you know, people are starting to think about winter trips already.
And I are booked through to July next year.
I know.
So,
and you know what? It's one of the best destinations in terms of getting away. The weather's always perfect. The food's great. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's a great destination.
I love the people.
And
I feel safe there
because
some tropical destinations, I got to be honest with you, you don't sometimes veer off the resort or the path.
No.
When you go to St. Kitts and Nevis, you can actually be in St. Kitts and
Nevis.
Get
off the resort and you walk around, you go to some of the beach bars and beach restaurants. And so it's a great event. It's in early February. It actually includes Super Bowl party. I think it starts on Super Bowl.
That was awesome.
The day before.
All those Atlanta fans last year just going sideways.
Geez.
That was fun to watch.
Must have been fun.
I loved it.
Anyway, it's hopefully you'll be there and with a team, and we're promoting it hard and trying to get some teams down there because it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, and I love the there's an international flavor because of our friend Tom. We're going to see teams from the U.S., teams from Canada, so there's a bit of a Can-Am component, and it's going to be a great time. So we'll talk about that more throughout the winter. and see if we can't get some Canadian teams, additional Canadian teams down there. But on the other side, TJ is going to stick around. Scully's going to join us. We're going to talk some TaylorMade product. We're going to talk some President's Cup as well, because Mr. Rule suggested that, yes, Adam Hadwin may not be playing the best right now, but he is number 10 on that President's Cup international team, which gives him that last spot. But he found it curious that, hey, there's not much coming up behind him. So even if he has to rely on a pick, there's a possibility he's there regardless, and there's only a couple weeks left, and then they have to solidify these teams. So we will get into that on the other side. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada, the bonus 30 minutes if you're listening in select markets like 1150 Hamilton, 1050 Toronto, or on the iHeartRadio app coast to coast. You're so lucky. 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada. TJ Rule in studio with me from Golf Away Tours. We're talking some travel the last 30 minutes. And now Mr. Adam Scully joining me, master producer extraordinaire.
Good to be here.
Mr. Weeks, of course, at the Ottawa Hunt. If you're wondering where Bob is this morning, he is efforting for TSN at the Ottawa Hunt at the CP Canadian Women's Open. Want to talk some equipment. Our friends at TaylorMade, Scully and I were out at Glen Abbey this week for the product launch of the brand new P790s and P730s. Now, first of all, the P730s might be the prettiest golf club I've ever seen in my life. I'm not good enough to play them. In fact, only Rory, DJ, and Justin are good enough to play them. But they are magnificent. And I think, I don't know about you, Scully, but the feeling I got from Tomo Bystedt, who is the man behind the iron division at TaylorMade, who's been on our show before, radio and TV, is the feeling I just got is that we understand that this is such a small percent of the golf planet. But to be a leader in the iron category, which is what they want to be and are many weeks of the year, like they've dominated drivers forever and a day. You need to make that club for, you know, the Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, and we're talking about so we got Rory, DJ, Justin, and more likely Jay Day. Now with that 730 eventually in the bag, if all four of them don't have it already,
and that's it.
And that's it. But to be elite, you must build for the elite. Is that not the feeling you got?
Absolutely. And I got the feeling from Tomo. He just seemed so excited about the new products. Yeah. And what he was saying, too, was that before Rory knew about the new technology, he would say, I hit this a groove high, but it still went straight. So it's still forgiving enough like him, who's obviously the golfer that he is. But hitting the other products was spectacular. It was just how pure the irons are. At least the numbers I was getting off TrackMan were mind-boggling.
They didn't have, of course, you never have anything in my specs. As you know, my, like, TJ, you and I have played enough golf together. It's ridiculous. It's like the flat, it's like either 4 to 5 degrees flat, depending on what standard is for your company. I play 4 to 5 flat. You know, I'm only 5'7 and a bit, and I've got the worst posture. I'm like a gorilla. You know, my father's the first person in my family. The first generation to walk upright was my father. Everybody before that, slightly hunched. Okay. So here I am. I got horrible posture. I'm already short. So we crank these things flat. And then I like them heavy. I love heavy golf clubs. And you know the way they make golf clubs today? They're like golf clubs, right? So I always go half inch over so I can get the swing weight up. So I've cranked them flat. I'm a half inch over so I can make them heavy. Plus you go flat and heavy, it's harder to flip over. You know, I always miss with the hook. I want to see a cut. So these are like anti-hook machines. So of course, we're out there demoing this product. There is no anti-hook machine, right? So I've got a stock 7-iron, the toe's sitting up like this. You know, it's ridiculous. The blade is barely sitting on the ground. And I'm hitting the 7-iron 188 yards.
Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Now, of course, that's the P790, of course, which is a blade that is on steroids. The tagline, this beauty is a beast, and it is.
It really
looks
is.
Like a player's club, but has all the technology you could ever imagine. Speed foam, tungsten weighting, the speed slot in the bottom. Like, this thing has it all, but when you put it down, it's like, is that a forged blade?
Well,
I swear to God, it looks that good.
Yeah, and going into Firestone, a couple of the guys had put them in just as a driving iron. Yeah. I know Jade had right away. John Rahm, I believe, did as well. Yeah. And they were hitting at, 280, 290.
Unbelievable.
So crazy. It's
crazy. So, okay, well, you know what? Let's get to it. Let's let the expert tell us about it, because I had the opportunity to speak with Tomo Bai. I said we're going to show this interview on Golf Talk Canada Television this week as well. He's a great guy. I love talking to him about equipment because he actually loves it. And like you said, he's excited about it, right? Mm-hmm. He's not going through the motions. He's not just talking about the tech. He's talking about actually how this affects the average golfer in their bag. Yeah. So these will be available September 15th. These two, actually the 790s, September 15th. I think the 730s are delayed a little bit longer. But if you're thinking 730, unless you're hanging them on your wall in the dining room, buy a set of 790s. Here I am with Tomo Bystedt.
Mark Skeeter with Tomo Bystedt, who is a friend of Golf Talk Canada. Last time we spoke, we were at Carlsbad at the Kingdom for the M product launch. That was a fun day. Not as glamorous today. Still a great spot here at the back of Glen Abbey Driving Range. Although, maybe next time we can do this in Carlsbad again together. Let's do that in February, actually. But we're here for an exciting launch. P790 and P730 iron launch here. And I guess two new members of the P iron family, two very different products. Let's start with the 790, because that's the product, is from my perspective, that the masses are going to be attracted to. A beautiful players looking club that still has all the technology in the world.
Yeah, so the P790 really, one of the things that I think is important to know about the P790 is that it really completes our P series in terms of different performance profiles that we're looking for, right? So when we started off the P700, the 750, 770, that was really to satisfy what we needed out for tour, as well as that club pro player, that low single digit guy. But ultimately, we wanted to invite more golfers into play P products. The P700 series, obviously, it's about shaping, it's about great feel, but now it's also about performance, about getting a lot of distance and a lot of forgiveness in the clubs as well. And that's really what the P790 does, to sort of complete and round out the family.
I love how it talks about looking clean, looking like a player's iron, but having all the performance in the world. And there's something new here. We've played with tungsten before. We've had speed slots and things of that nature before. But this also is incorporating something called speed foam. Talk a little bit about that new product.
Well, the speed foam really is what we put inside the heads, right? So, one of the challenges really with this kind of iron is how do we get that really nice, soft, solid feel in a product while still delivering the distance? Because usually the two things kind of fight each other, because once you go thinner on the face and you have higher CUR, the sound tends to be a little harsher, the feel's a little harder in the club, and you don't get that nice soft feel and impact that the good players expect from a player's iron. So the speed foam material allows us to really deliver a lot of CUR, because it allows the face to flex. It's very soft, very resilient material, very low density, and that really helps us preserve the speed, but at the same time absorb vibration and shock and impact to really improve the sound and feel of the club. And that's really that great combination of the performance and the feel that speed foam provides in the club.
Before we transition to the P730s, quick question, generally speaking, because this is a player's iron that has all the technology in the world, like you mentioned, but a lot of it has to do with feel. We've talked about feel and speed foam.
Yeah.
Since you started designing irons, how much is sound and feel changed over the years, where you're kind of marrying those two together, where we've learned so much about how a player hears something and how that translates to how it feels?
Yeah, the two are very closely connected, and I think, when we get into, a product like the P790, it's a forged distance iron, and the forging part of it is really what delivers that nice, softer, metallic kind of sound and feel and impact that people expect really from a player's iron. And it's so funny, if you play with earmuffs on, if you don't have the auditory feedback of an iron, it's really difficult to pick up how they feel. I wouldn't say the two are exactly the same, but they're very interconnected. And again, when we look at a club like the P790s, we're trying to get the technologies in there to really make sure that the sound and impact is not necessarily exactly the same as a muscle back, but a really soft, satisfying feel for that better player.
All right, now, so talking about feel and look, the P730s, I'm not good enough to play them, but Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose certainly are. Yeah. I just want to hang them on my wall,
right?
Because they are the most beautiful looking golf club I have seen in quite some time. It is as pure as a forged blade gets. It must be fun making these for the best players in the world.
Yeah, what's nice about it is, we're not really distracted by you know, trying to sell a lot of these or trying to figure out how to make them commercially interesting or having a lot of technologies in this product necessarily. It's all about making those guys play better golf. You know, if you get an iron in the hands of Dustin Johnson, Rory, and like you said, Justin Rose, that makes them play better. That's what we're trying to do with this product. And ultimately, you know, we don't change our muscle backs very often. It's something that stays in the line for many, many years. And the last one has been around for about 4 years now. And we try to make these really small incremental adjustments that make it just a little bit better while not taking away anything they really like about the old product. So this new 730 is really a culmination of that. We've worked with these guys a lot to get feedback on the shaping and really what they like to hear in the iron and sort of some of the little things that they picked up on that they would like to maybe see improved. And one of the things that we wanted to do with this was improve that high-low forgiveness just a touch. And so we created this channel in the back. This is this mill channel. This is a way for us to move a little bit more material into the top of the blade and ultimately basically create more inertia high-low. And it's just, I mean, honestly, the forgiveness that you see in this, it's not a lot. Obviously, this is a very low forgiveness club in general, but it's for that shot that goes high, one half groove or a groove high or low in the face. This performs that a little bit better.
Tremendous product. And now if you're wondering what the numbers are, the 30s and the 90s, the 730 and the 790, that's the length of the blade. Of course, these marry now with the product, the very successful product of the P750 and 770. Of course, 750s, they've won all over the place, including at Augusta this year. Beautiful product. I've been playing the 770s all season and loving them, but now it's going to be hard to keep these 790s out of my bag, Tomo.
Yeah,
thanks for doing this with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Tomo Bystead, and we'll run that interview again this week on if you want to see the product. And you can go online now and check out the product. We were tweeting stuff out from Golf Talk Canada. You can go to TaylorMadeGolf.ca and catch out the product there. There's a bunch of products online. So just Google P790s, and you'll be able to see all the beauty shots, the specs, etc. So could you see yourself, Skull? Because right now you're playing what I'm playing, the 770s, correct?
P770, yeah.
So could you see yourself making the move to 790s?
Absolutely. The one thing that I currently have a bit of a split set. So I have the M1 in a 3-iron
iron. Driving iron slash long iron.
I can't hit hybrids. I just never could.
Yeah, I call them hook machines.
So I think if I were to start in a 2 or a 3-iron in the P790.
Yeah, that's good.
And then
good.
transition into the rest of it, just because I got the other ones.
Right, you know, and you love them, and they're set up the way they are.
And they're great. So, right. I mean, but you never know.
All right, on the other side, we're going to wrap up today's show. We're going to take a look at a couple of quick leaderboards off the top, but we want to talk President's Cup. A little Adam had one here with Mr. TJ Rule. And how many wins do you need if you don't have a major to knock off a 4-win, 1-major season, which right now is Justin Thomas and could be Jordan Spieth any week if Jordan grabs another one? We could have two guys with 4 wins and a major. Now, this conversation is also assuming that JT does not add another
win. There you go.
But I'm curious to you. My number, 6. You have 6 PGA Tour wins, and another guy's got 4 and a major. And in your 6 wins, you've got some solids. In other words, you've got a WGC, or you've got a playoff, right? And you threw in a Bay Hill. Certainly a Players' Championship would make a lot of hay for me.
Yep.
But what is the number? For me, it's 6. We'll hear from TJ. We'll hear from Adam. We'll find out their number. And I'll ask you, we'll put out a Twitter poll this week and find out what our listening audience thinks. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Bob Weeks not with me. He's back on TV. Adam Scully with me in studio. TJ Rule with me from Golf Away Tours in studio with me. Before we get to some President's Cup and our big question, how many wins? Let's take a look at some leaderboard reports. European Tour, made in Denmark Open. Thomas Bjorn made his 500th career start at this event on the European Tour. Well done to him. And, of course, Ryder Cup captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Bjorn. And who's in the lead? Chris Paisley now. Excuse me, my eyes are going. He's just taking the lead. One shot lead over John Daly.
John Daly.
Playing on the European Tour. Now, I want to set up TJ for this one because at the CP Canadian Women's Open, TJ has been practicing this name all night. Injie Chun has the lead. Bo Martin, Brittany Lincicone, Marina Alex, they're in a tie for second at 600 par. A host of players, three back at 5 under, including TJ.
Well, you know, there's some great players there. Christy Kerr, Stacey Lewis, number one player in the world. But my new favorite player, Sherman Santiwewathanafong.
That is unbelievable. He did it.
Wow.
Give it to us again.
Well, she's doing some great Santiwewathanafong type things. I'm playing some great golf, only three back. And wow. I'm cheering for her this weekend.
God bless you. I know you met Matt Cause at a wedding last week.
Yeah.
I can't get through that name. I guarantee you, Matty Cause. Not a chance. Matty Cause can't get through TJ Rule. All right, never mind that one. All right. Northern Trust Open. It's the first stop of the FedEx Cup playoffs. The top 100 in the FedEx Cup points list will make their way to the Dell Technologies. The rest will go home. Then, of course, top 70 go to the BMW and the all-important top 30 to the Tour Championship. Johnny Vegas, baby, your reigning Canadian Open champion. He's at 600 par along with DJ and Ricky Fowler and Jordano Spieth. They're at 600. Huge names behind them, one or two off the lead. Leaderboard looking sharp. But if we look at the FedEx Cup projected live right now, Jordan Spieth projected to take over, be the top man on the totem pole right now. I'm looking more near the bottom. Who is the current bubble boy? Brandon Grace, who missed the cut, is holding on desperately to that last spot at 100. All our Canadians not doing great, but at least they're holding on. Mackenzie headed in the right direction, so our Canadians will move forward in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Now, speaking of Canadians moving forward and talking about cups, TJ Rule said to me today as we came into studio, he says, are we going to talk a little President's Cup today? I said, well, if you'd like to. You know, I'm that kind of host. What would you like to talk
flexible
about? I'm very flexible in these things. He said, well, you know, I noticed something very interesting. He said, I noticed that Adam Hadwin, although not playing his best golf at the moment, holding on to that last spot at the President Cup International team at 10. But TJ said, look at the names behind him. And Tanahara, Griot, Ben Hong. There's not a bunch of big chasers here.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So, you know, TJ, your theory on this is whether Hadwin holds on or not over the next week or so, he's probably getting in anyway.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see because you look at, there's no real big names, like maybe a Danny Lee or a Richard Sterney who's played in it before, but he's down at 25.
Well, I would say Danny Lee, we got to go all the way down to 19th to
I'm
potentially.
I'm just trying to find big names.
Well, I was going to say, so you're going to go to Danny Lee at 19 to potentially jump over Adam Hadwin.
Yeah, well, I don't think he will. Yeah. And you know, Hadwin, unfortunately, he's not playing great. He's missed five of his last six cuts.
Right.
But he does have a victory, and he had a good year overall. And I think that having Mike Weir as an assistant captain
going to be a help. Well, that's why I thought.
I would think so.
Well, if Graham Dillette did anything in the playoffs, I thought maybe Dillette squeezes in here as a late pick so they could put out a Canadian team. That's always been the challenge on the international side, finding chemistry and partners.
Well, and one thing, if Dillette, I mean, he had to withdraw this week, obviously,
yes.
But if he can go on a run, he had a great partnership with Jason Day in 2013.
Well, right. They were the two best players on that losing
side. And Dillette beat Spieth in the singles on that Sunday at the President's Cup.
But he's hurt now, and they've only got one tournament
left.
And
I'll tell you something else, too. Like, year in and year out, I go, the U.S. team looks really good on paper.
Always.
The last time coming in, I thought it was the closest that the teams looked on paper in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that it was close in the end.
Right down to the wire.
This time around, I hate to say it, but I'm looking at this team, and with the exception of Hideki Matsuyama, I'm looking at this team, and I'm going, this team's getting destroyed.
Guys aren't playing.
Americans
are
going to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Even
kill
Jason Day and Scott, the guys aren't playing.
Where are they? Yeah. Where Hideki will be the leader of the team, and that's it. Where's that? Adam Scott's lost in the wilderness. Lou Yusei is not playing so bad. So, all right, guys, we only have a few minutes left, so we got to fast forward here. I asked the question off the top. I asked the Bob. You know my opinion. You need 6 wins. A couple of them decent wins. WGCs, playoffs, etc. Certainly a Players' Championship to take over Player of the Year off Justin Thomas, who has 4 wins in a major, or Jordan Spieth, who would potentially have 4 wins in a major if he can get another one. 6 wins is a number for me. You need to be 2 wins clear of the 3-1 club. I will ask you guys, you've had all show to think about this. Start with you, TJ. What's the number? How many regular season wins to knock off Thomas or Jordan if he gets the 4?
Sorry, you got to give me more time here. I'm doing some math. I don't think it's as simple as 6 wins. Because it depends on which tournaments. And we talked about this before. And as you know, I'm a bit of a math guy. I'm an engineer by trade. And so it's always got to be about numbers. And, you know, so if a major is worth two or just over two tournaments, I think the PGA Championship is worth just under two.
Yeah, he doesn't even put it at the same levels.
I don't put it at the same level as the Masters of the British Open or U.S. Open. But so maybe that knocks Thomas down a little bit. The WGC events, Matsuyama's won two of those. So two of his three names of his three wins are big name tournaments. So, you know, what are they worth? One and a half, whatever. And then, you know, the other tournaments, you know, fall in ranking below that. Right?
So quickly, if I give you five high quality events, you're going to take that over the four and one. But if I give you six, you don't put as much weight.
So if I'm looking at Matsuyama with his three victories and two big ones, if he wins one of the or two of the playoff events, I think he's right in the conversation. He probably needs to win two of them.
So you are probably looking into this much deeper than the average person or even the people voting on this, right? Which are the players themselves making the
votes.
Wasn't
that my job today?
Yes, well, yeah. But I'm just you know, like, I don't think other people are going as deep. I wouldn't even go that deep because to me, a win's a win. You win on the PGA Tour, that's a monster thing. Although, you need to still throw something in there of...
Well, and then you look at the major championships and the performances without the victories, and Matsuyama had a great year in the major championships.
True. That's where I really leave the page, because you know who the first person loses? The guy who finishes second.
Now,
let's go.
So obviously Justin Thomas had this great year, but what about his 59? Like, that's obviously, you know, he won that tournament, and he shot 59 at the same time to add himself into
that
history.
I
think that also... Because he
really
won in the same tournament, I guess, like, Hadwin shot 59. Well, I don't know. It's a very tough call, I would
just
say.
Just give me a number. We got 30 seconds
I'll
left.
I'll go six as well.
Six as well. Yeah. So you and I are on the same page. Yeah.
Five or six.
He's breaking five
six
or six,
DJ,
depending on the formula.
For Matsuyama.
I like it. Okay. TJ, thanks for doing this. Scully, thanks for having me.
Mark, it's great.
Remember, for all your travel needs, especially if you want to do the big one the right way, you want to do the overseas, you need the specialist. It's not like clicking a button and heading to Orlando for 3 days. You got to go to Ireland. You got to go to Scotland. You want to deal with the Old Course St. Andrews. You want it done right. You want to deal with TJ at Golfaway Tours. That's golfawaytours.com. I'm back this week with Bob on TV. This same chair next week for radio as we go deeper into the FedEx Cup. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca.